The minhag Yisrael seems to be that regarding a woman after she gave birth, there are different minhagim on how they do the Birkas HaGomel among family, but there seems to be the Magen Avraham, another quote of minhag, that women do not do Birkas HaGomel, and the question is why not? So even in cases where it's not a suffix, like airplanes and other things like that, where you have a machokas, why is the minhag that even when men say a Birkas HaGomel, a woman would not? So the Magen Avraham says that Birkas HaGomel is only a mitzvah harishus. It's only an optional mitzvah. You don't have to make a Birkas HaGomel in contrast to the Prima Gadin. And therefore, just like Arabis is rishus, so then the minhag, the woman never took on the minhag of saying Birkas HaGomel, the same way they never took on the minhag of saying Tfilas Arabis. That's what some suggest. Others want to suggest a different reason why women don't make a bracha on Birkas HaGomel, based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Sadi Vav Siv Ches, regarding Havdalah. It says, the Mechaber brings down, Nashim Chayavas B'Havdalah, Kishen Shechayavas B'Kiddush. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the source is Zohar Shom HaShabbos V'Kodesho. The mitzvah is V'Chnisaso V'Yitziyaso, an intention through Kiddush exit to Havdalah. And then he quotes V'yesh Mi Shecholek, and there are those who disagree, and there are many who disagree and say they're only Chayav Midrabanan at best, if not completely exempt. And therefore the Rambam writes Akein O Yadil Atzman Rak Yishmu Havdalah Min Anashim. Hence to Minhag HaRamah, he says that women should not make their own Havdalah, they should hear Havdalah from men. There's the Magen Avraham there who brings from the Divrei Habach that Afilu L'manda Omer Shabaturus, even according to the Manda Omer, even according to the opinions that say a woman is Pater from Havdalah, Mikol Makam Yicholun LaHavdil Atzman Kamo B'Shofer V'Lula. This I can show from Lulav, they're exempt and they make their own. And he writes, Vaminuk Shafil Yeshama Nashim. And even if she does have men who she could listen from Avdiyam La'atram, that doesn't seem to be the minute. It's a difficult Ramah, but the Ramah writes that even that women do not volunteer Havdalah on their own, unless, you know, if there's no one else, then she probably should make Havdalah. But if she could hear it from men, that seems to be the minhag. And the question is, why is it different than the shofar and lulav, where they make it, or at least lulav and sukkah, where they make it on their own? So therefore, the Mefarshim point out that maybe pshat in the Rama is, b'mitzvah sheyesh ba'asiya. A mitzvah involves an action, rashon lasos levara, but say, sitting in the sukkah, shaking the lulav, it involves a maisa, so therefore once you're doing a maisa, so the Rabbanan said, okay, you could also volunteer a bracha. Aval b'davar she'ein ba'ela ha-bracha, but something which is only a bracha, kagon kan, like here, by Birkas HaGomel, ein rishos. Maybe that's the reason why the minhag is for another reason why women do not make Birkas HaGomel, because based on that as well, that's how some explain it, I think it's the Magen Avraham, or others point out that's the same reason why women do not, the minhag is women do not do Kiddush Lavana. Why should they do Kiddush Lavana? Because it's only a bracha. And that's why, so when do we say that we make all like the Bach when she has no one else to be Yotze with? What then? And because maybe she has to fulfill, maybe according to the Rambam, she's even chayav in HaTorah. So therefore, that's what they want to point out here. The high time in Hashem ein mevarchas Birkas HaGomel, b'shem dechol ikra mitzah hiya bracha, v'hach eino rishon levarach. So we have different reasons, and clearly it seems to minhag, even though women would seem they should be just as chayav in men in Birkas HaGomel. So why is the minhag that women don't make Birkas HaGomel? It's either like the Magen Avraham, because it's like Meirah, but it's only a Rishus, and therefore they never took it upon. Or if you want to say based on like the Rama by Havdalah, that since unlike we're admitting by Kiddush Ravana, only something which involves a maisa, an action with it, like shaking the lulav, sitting in the sukkah, then Chazal said, the rabbi said, you can make a bracha. But if the whole thing is just a mere bracha, so the minhag became that women do not do it, hence no Kiddush Ravana, no Birkas al Gomel, and no Havdalah.